the same sure island as the cream.
Tape is rolling, take two. Are you ready, Pierce? Oh dear, never more, my dear boy. This is the year for the big thing. This is a song I'd like to dedicate personally now myself to yours truly, Pierce O'Leary, to my finance dear, the girl I'm walking out with for the last 40 years, K.O.D. And I hear Kihi's going a bit of a diet there after all the 8th of Christmas, and this is the new year now, and I'd like to dedicate this to her and her father, mother and all her brothers outside there in 3 Mile Water, and it's called Sure Island is the Cream. Baby, when I met you in the Clonmel Arms, I set out to get you with all my charms, and I was socked in the head. There was something going on. You do something to me with your punk hairstyle. I was all whipped up with me hair all oil, and you fell on your face. I knew that you were well on. Your hair is fine, it just requires a hairdresser. My hair is gone, I'll have to get a crown topper. Sure Island is the cream, that's what we are fed on. Butter, bread and tea, cotton cake and jam. Head away with me, donuts, chips and fish. Outlines matter us, cause we're a pair of fatties, I could not live with you if the fat was gone. You're 13 stone, but you're the one that I love. We still have stones to put on. I hear you're going on a bit of a dice. If you get thin, you can say goodnight, cause this could be the year, or the year for the big slimming. No more buns and cake, up the fags and on the jogging. No more Cadbury's flake, cause you're going on the wagon. We'll ride it together, getting skinny with each other. Sure Island is the cream, that's what we are fed on. Butter, bread and tea, cotton cake and jam. Head away with me, donuts, chips and fish. Outlines not for us, cause we're a pair of fatties, Woo! Johnny Rogers and Kenny Patton, get your hand out. Sure Island is the cream, that's what we are fed on. Butter, bread and tea, cotton cake and jam. Head away with me, donuts, chips and fish. Out like not for us, cause we're a pair of fatties,
Yes, well, what do you think of that? That was Pierce O'Leary, and a recording that was made here in the studios a good number of years ago. So think what you will about that. He could be back before the night is out. He could be back before the night is out. You'd never know. Now, another thing that we recorded here and a few years ago were a group of lads that came in here, great friends of mine, Patsy O'Brien and the Doyle brothers. And we recorded this. They had a band, and it was known as the Park Six, and they were very, very popular indeed way back in the 60s, and even maybe a little bit before that. Very, very popular six-piece band, and they played around locally and played all over the county and indeed other counties as well. So we got them in here one night to have a little bit of a chat about them, and Mick died. God be good to him. Mick is no longer with us. He passed on since, and I know that his family won't mind me playing this, because I've been asked a number of times to play this again, and I never really got the chance of doing it. So I decided that we'll play it tonight. And the part, the little part, is only a little excerpt, maybe for a couple of minutes or so, of the whole tape, which lasted about 2 hours. And this is the part where Mick is talking about their mode of transport to and from these dances. So, as Gay Burden would say, will you roll it there, Colette?
Another listener rang us up and wanted you to tell us about your means of travelling during that time.
Well, as Paddy said earlier on here in the programme, Timmy, about having the minibus hired and so on, but I can't think back years before we hired any minibus.
Oh.
It was an S&K care we had to travel around. Oh yes, that's gospel truth.
An S&K care. But sure, wouldn't you want to be starting at 8 o'clock in the morning to get through?
My father and we'd be playing there in the hall in Greig, and there might be maybe 6 inches of snow on the ground. Put all the instruments up on the car there, and really the donkey by the head, on along, and we walk behind the car.
Right.
And the same way coming home, walk the whole ways and walk it back. We were playing in all the little small halls at that time, in Greig and in Newin and so on like that.
And how long would it take you to get to a particular place with
you had
transport?
Often we'd have to be leaving maybe at 5 o'clock in the evening. and the dance could be starting maybe at 9 o'clock. By the time you'd land there, you wouldn't be cold to me.
That's it.
You'd throw off the coat.
And what would you do with the S now during the performances as well? You know, during while you'd be playing, would the S be parked up or put in the shed up?
Well, we'd always make sure that we'd have the supper, of course, going for the donkey. we couldn't forget that little bit of transport, because if we did, we'd have to bring our supper on our back the next night. So
a very particular kind of an S.
So eventually then, like, the bikes came into fashion, and we used to have to put our instruments on our shoulder, like, and wrap them up maybe in an old canvas bag or something, and cycle with the instruments on our back.
And so, what kind of a reaction did you get when, say, when you arrived at a dance hall sitting up in an S?
Well, actually,
they didn't
some of the people might see us, and maybe more of the people wouldn't see us. He'd be gone into a year. We might leave him at the top of the town,
yeah,
and walk down with the stuff, maybe.
And how long
it was easy to bring the stuff at that time, Timmy, because it was handy. We hadn't it in a big way, like, you know.
Mm.
But the fella said anybody that did know about it, well, just have a pretty good laugh and enjoy yourself.
Mm.
That was the way.
So, anything particular or peculiar happened with this donkey at any stage while you were travelling? You didn't run away in you or anything like that?
Oh, no. No, as a matter of fact, we never went in for young transport in that line. We used to always keep an old donkey that was well used to his own side. and that wouldn't go very quick. As a matter of fact, by the time he'd land home, it might be one of ourselves that would have to pull the car. And the other lead the donkey. That was the way it was, Timmy, in them days. But, as I said earlier on, it wasn't for the love of the money or anything else, because money was more than them. We were happy. We were happy, and everyone, we all played with a good heart, and if we hadn't a laugh in the hall, we'd have a laugh coming home. That was the way it was.
But was this a regular occurrence when the donkey would be sort of led home and somebody else pulling the fare?
Well, it wouldn't always occur, like.
Or what would be the reason for it, anyway, for me? Why would you be...
Oh, he'd be old, like, you know, and you couldn't be too hard, we'd say, after a sudden he'd be after pulling his little load in, but of course we made sure that he was nearly landed before we'd untackled him.
No. Well, actually, that's what happened indeed, and that was the truth, believe it or not. That was the late Mick Doyle, and as I said earlier on, I know his family would like to have held that tonight, and let's hope they did, because as I said, they often asked me to play that, and I never got the opportunity. So now it's 11 o'clock on the dot, and I'd like to play this one very, very specially for Dick Fitzgibbons out there tonight in Lisrona, if you're listening. Dick, thanks for all your poems, and thanks for all the help down through the years, and we'll play this song specially for you and for all your family, and wish you a very, very happy New Year. And indeed, all the old people tonight who are sitting tuned into the radio station for the last night, in, for the time being anyway, let's hope, and to the people in the hospitals, the people that are in the nursing homes, and all the doctors and the staff, and to everybody that's working tonight, we'll play this piece of music specially for you. Hope you like it. And we'll play it for Breda Hennessy as well in Ard Finnan. Birthday greetings to you tonight at midnight. Congratulations and best wishes from your husband, Michael, and from Padre and Finbar, Cahill, Liam, Michael and Breed. Lovely song by the Nomads from Kilkenny, I think formerly the Jim Cantwell Band, or they're now known as the Jim Cantwell Band, whichever, and Loch Sheelan. Hope you like it.
Song, and you're surprised to hear Peg's voice coming in now, but I'm taking Timmy a little bit unawares, because Timmy has been here at CBC in this very studio three nights a week for as long as I can remember. And very few people would have put in the number of hours into any radio station that Timmy has put into our CBC. I know he does it because he loves it. He enjoys sitting in there and playing your favourite music for you. And I know that over those years, Timmy has built up a big listenership among people who like to sit back at this time of night and hear some nice music played for them. Sometimes they like to have it played for themselves or for their friends. Or not all of us like to sit and watch television every night. There are people who like to relax and just listen to music. And more times than I can remember, I've met people and they'll say to me, you're from CBC. Oh, I listen to your programme in the mornings. I always listen to Timmy Cooney. And I don't know how many women have said to me, I take Timmy Cooney to bed with me 3 nights a week. And he has that appeal for people. Timmy's style of presentation has a wonderful appeal for people. And I think somehow it's particularly for people who live in the countryside. And those are the people that Timmy loves to play his music for. It's the kind of music he likes, and he knows the kind of music that people who live in the countryside here enjoy as well. Timmy, I know I'm taking you a little bit unawares now. I'm butting in on your program tonight, but seeing it's the last night, I'm sure you don't mind. You're involved with CBC. We shouldn't just say since the very, very beginning, Timmy, or since day one, because you were very much involved before that, I know. What interested you in it in the beginning?
I used to play in a band. I was always fond of. I grew up at a time when we had sort of with Radio Éireann with Dinjo on the radio and Living with Lynch and Maureen Potter on every Sunday, and there used to be the odd program on. There was a program on Radio Luxembourg on a Saturday night presented by Don Moss. He used to do an Irish request programme. Now, that coming from Luxembourg, we weren't allowed to listen to Luxembourg in our house. My father, God be with him, wouldn't allow you. Only on a Saturday night from 9 to 9:30, because he used to play all the old Irish songs, Bridie Gallagher, Eileen Donaghy, and all, and maybe a Clancy Brothers song as well. People like that we knew about, you see. And I used to listen to all the old songs. My father was all right to sing a song, I suppose, and he used to sing songs, and there was a lot of people around our part of the country that were good old singers and musicians, and I always liked a bit of music, and I always felt that someday maybe that I'd play in some sort of a band, even though at that time I couldn't play nothing, only the radio. So eventually, indeed, I did. I learned a little small bit on a guitar, and I joined with Michael Rail and a few of the lads, and I played 15 years playing around, and we used to say once we never got hunted out of a place, we were all right.
Doing all right. You surprised me actually, Timmy, when I heard you singing for the first time, and that was at our CBC Christmas party year before last. Now, I knew you were a great man to play records, but I didn't know that you were such a good hand at singing a song.
Well, I didn't ever consider myself as a good singer, but the lads used to ask me to sing an old song. And I suppose before I ever sung a song publicly, I must have been 19 or 20 before that, because I was always afraid and shy to be up on the stage.
Yeah. Did the fact, Timmy, that your father, the Lord have mercy on him, as you mentioned, would only let you listen to Luxembourg when the Irish programme was on, did he not like the pop music at the time?
He liked Elvis Presley, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked singers like Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby. But at that time, what we know now as the golden oldies of the 50s, wasn't sort of acceptable to him at that time.
Yes.
And
but did that influence you?
Well, I liked the rock and roll, but we could never get an opportunity to listen to it. And maybe it was because of that, you see, because there was no television at that time. We only had the radio. Now, Dinjo came on. That was what we were able to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to listen to programs like Ciarán MacMahóna, Leo Maguire presenting, who was one of my favourite presenters, believe it or not, on the Walton programme. And Tommy O'Brien was one of my favourites as well, even though I knew absolutely nothing about the music, I still don't. Mm-hmm. But because he had a kind of a natural way of presenting programmes. He wasn't a fast-moving presenter like they had in Luxembourg and that time. So I got a liking for all the old Irish songs.
How did that bring you into radio when it started up here, when CBC started up? Did you feel that you wanted to present programmes?
I didn't. Believe it or not, the furthest thing, if somebody said to me 7.5 years ago, you will be presenting a programme on CBC, I'd be saying, look, go way up there to St. Luke's for yourself and they'll treat you for that complaint and so on. Because I never even thought of it. But what I always wanted to do, I suppose maybe it was from organising bookings in a band and going out and playing and maybe playing at this and playing at that, and maybe helping out in our shows and concerts and things like that. I kind of got a flair for that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I felt, well, it'd be nice now maybe to put a programme together, mm-hmm. like of songs that I like, and pick out records and get somebody to play them. And I did that here with Paul Burden, believe it or not, the first time I ever got an opportunity to do that. And I asked Paul to include, because Paul was a little bit pop orientated.
Yes.
You know, I'd been in
a DJ,
a young fella at the time.
Yeah.
And I asked him would he play a couple of these ones and these ones and these ones, and he said yeah. And there was a great reaction, sort of. Even Paul himself would admit that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only from the older listeners, really.
Did you find, Timmy, that presenting your own programme, as you have done for the past 7 years or so, that it was new to people to be hearing these kind of songs? Was it that they weren't getting enough airing on the national radio?
No, they weren't, absolutely not, because when I started, it was because of test transmissions that I happened to be on the airwaves at all. I was asked to sit in here after broadcasting hours to play a couple of songs.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter what kind of songs, so that they could adjust the transmitters. And as it happened, there were these exactly the records that I would play, and I felt that people, if they were listening. So people started, I've got to hear your grand music. But Jerry asked me then, well, he said to me very reluctantly that, you know, he'd let me do a programme. And I mean, very, he didn't want me. He felt that I hadn't, no idea.
I hadn't the style.
I was completely out the window. But I said to him, will you let me do one? And if it doesn't work out, that'll be the end of it.
Right.
Because I felt there was something there that I should go and look, explore. Right. So I did, and sure, I mean, without service, I couldn't get over it.
They got so fond of you, Timmy.
People were ringing up and they were saying, will you play this one and will you play that one, and don't forget Mary and don't forget me and mother. And I'd meet people down the street and I never knew who they'd be. And they were listening last night. And how they used to know me and just from the radio, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically how it happened. And I kind of got thrown in at the deep end, I suppose, That's what happened.
What do you think it is? Are you conscious at all, Timmy, of the kind of style of presentation that you use? Do you set out to do a particular thing?
No. I couldn't. I can't. If you give me a script to read, I couldn't read it. But if you tell me what you want, I'll do it. You know, that's not to say I can't read or anything like that. But I can't read sort of other people's material.
I know. It wouldn't suit your way of saying it.
In other words, like, I couldn't write links for the programmes, which was what there were a lot of talk about. If I couldn't ad-lib, if I couldn't do it my own way, I'd rather not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And that wouldn't be to say that I wouldn't, you know, I'd just assume not to do it because I'm not able to do it that way. I wouldn't be happy doing it. I'd get all flustered up and things like that.
Would I be right in saying, Timmy, that the majority of your listeners are women? have you that special charm for the ladies?
I don't know. All I ever did, Peg, to be quite honest about it, I played lovely old Irish songs and nice old tunes that I felt that people, after a day's work, as the nighttime broadcasting locally wasn't sort of heard of, and I was one of the first to go on the air in the nighttime and broadcast. And I said to myself, well, if I'm sitting down at home at the fire now and there's an old couple and maybe not so old couple sitting down on a family around, and they want to hear, what would they want to hear? And I said, sure, that's what they want to hear. They want to hear this kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked out all the songs that I'd know that there'd be people. And then gradually, over a period of time, people start sending in requests.
Yes.
And then, like, over the whole area, you know, you get to know what people want in the night time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have done programs here. The funny thing about it is that I sat in here for programs in the early stages for people, and I didn't get that much of a reaction, simply because the people, the audience that I was playing to, were out working. or maybe they just hadn't the time, or maybe, you know, you get a very, very small percentage of calls that you're getting. Because everybody in the night time had time to sit down
right.
and relax or and listen to the radio and or watch the
and
television.
And you knew what they wanted
and
to
I
hear.
Had, and I had time. An idea that the old mm. Irish songs and the old music was basically...
What they wanted.
And the not so old stuff. The new artists, like people like Daniel O'Donnell and people like Paddy O'Brien, people like the Bards and all, and they were all starting off. Mm-hmm. And I played them and they were acceptable. So mm-hmm.
I noticed this from calls that we get in the normal way in the daytime. You seem to be in touch with all these people now, the modern Irish artists, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, like Daniel O'Donnell and those. Do you find that those people themselves appreciated what you were doing and playing their particular music?
Well, I never realised it, actually. You see... And I'm not a very sort of a person that likes, you know, talking about myself, really. It's just something that I do and play a song. If somebody brings me in a tape and I don't like it,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll
you
play it.
Well,
no,
you will
I will play it.
Will you?
Because
yeah.
there is always somebody out there that will like
I
it.
I see. Yeah.
And, you know, if they go to the trouble, like somebody will go down to Des's studio in Carrick and they'll spend a couple of £100s recording an album. And someone will bring it in here, and I would say, oh, yeah, if it's like, I mean,
that's
I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
But all I'd be doing really is comparing them with some other good mm-hmm. artists with maybe lots of money and better facilities mm-hmm. and all that. So, tis more often than not, the ones that I play that I mightn't like myself are the ones that would be very, very,
very popular. Where do you get all your music, apart from the tapes? I mean, you have that piece of music that you played now just before I started speaking to you. Is a lovely piece of music, mm. beautiful, but it's one that's not heard very often, and it's a fairly rare recording, is it?
Well, I wouldn't say it's rare. It's probably, I don't think, it's a compilation album and that I got two of them together, and I think I bought them here in town off of the record shops.
Yeah.
And I picked them up because there was a few, the old the Ludlows and the Johnstons, and a few of those tracks were on it. You know, Kathleen Fitzgerald, and she used to sing with her brother's band.
And you take good care of them, though, Timmy,
well,
don't
I do the best
you?
I can. Oh, you know, they get a bit of hardship over the years. But this particular song I played, the Loch Sheila now, and the Nomads, and somebody rang me up and said, did you know the Nomads are part of Jim Cantwell's band and all this sort of a thing? And then people like that song, so I keep playing it. You know,
I should tell our listeners, Timmy, that very often, because I was doing a program, we'd say Golden Memories program,
right.
which was a program specially for senior citizens. Very often, I would get requests for particular songs,
right.
and I'd say, "Well, I'm sorry, but we haven't a recording of that." Oh, but they'd say you have, because I heard it on Timmy Coney's program last night or the night before. But what they didn't know was that Timmy Cooney has all his material locked away very safely here in a special press at CBC. Yeah. And
which, of course, is I suppose, to the listener, is very, very unfair.
No, it's not. I appreciate why you did that, Timmy, because otherwise you wouldn't have the lovely material that you have now in such good condition as it is for people to hear. So we all appreciated and we understood. I know that if I asked you in time, I'd have no problem getting any of those records. But Timmy would be off out working on the Wednesday morning. And I'd be here and I wouldn't have the record. But I do appreciate very, very much, Timmy, what you've done for CBC over the past 7 years. And particularly, I want to thank you tonight for what you've done during the 5 years that I've been managing the station. Timmy has been a tower of strength, and I'm saying this to the listeners now, Timmy, not to you. And I'm not just talking about the time that he spent presenting programs here, because what people don't know is that Timmy did all this on a voluntary basis, absolutely voluntary. All his programs were presented and he never got paid at all for them, nor never will. And not only that, but what he also did on a voluntary basis was an amount of the technical work that was to be done here at the station. And I know for my own part that, especially since Christy Butler has gone, the Lord have mercy on him, Christy was a tower of strength, wasn't he, Timmy, to all of us. But at all times, when things would go wrong, my first thought would be, where is Timmy? Where is he working today? Can I get in touch with him? And he'd always come to the rescue. And for that, Timmy, I thank you very much.
Where has that fella gone? That would be more like
no. Timmy, are you going to miss it now?
I'll tell you, Peg, but I must just say this thing to you when you said, I never got paid. I did, actually. And maybe not in a monetary sense, maybe not in pounds, shillings and pence, but I did get paid. Because since I came to the local radio here, to CBC Radio, I've met friends indeed, and I mean friends with a capital F, people that I will always remember. And I mean, it's 7 years of my life that I'll always remember. That I'll always remember the time that I spent here in the Westgate among the people. I did have arguments and rows and things. It happens, of course, in any place. But there was a time in my life when things weren't going good, and personal things. And the people of Clonmel and people here in CBC, your good self and late chairman, God rest him, did help me out and my family in a time of great distress. So when you say I didn't get paid, I did. And I feel that I've earned a lot of respect from people. Maybe I don't deserve it. And I got a lot of pleasure out of doing things for people to try and make up for what they've done for me. And as I say, I wouldn't be running off to the bank with a big bag full of money. But what I have inside my head and in my heart for the people that was associated with this station, and yourself included, I've walked along, I've been a long time around on the road, Peg, and I'm not just saying this because you're here and because it's sort of a nostalgic, sentimental occasion. It's the truth, and a finer person I've never worked with than yourself. You're actually a credit to any organisation, and I know that you're sick of listening to people heaping praise on you, but I am saying that from the bottom of my heart. You've off the air and on the air, you're one of nature's ladies, and I think, Peg, that, you know, there's great credit due to you for what you've done for us here, for me personally, and indeed for the people of Clonmel, and we owe you a great debt. So don't say to me I never got paid. I did get paid.
Thank you very much, Timmy. Look, you're after turning the tables on me now. I came here to thank you, and we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much, Timmy, and get on with your nice music, because we have only a little over half an hour left.
That's right, gentlemen, we have a lot to do. Thank you very much, Peg.
As I travelled one day, I met an old lady whose hair had gone grey. As she knelt by the wayside, as the stones gathered moss, and she prayed for a soul by the little white cross. A soldier of Ireland had given his life on the day that he married his charming young wife. They were wedded in a church on the road to New Ross. Now she sleeps by the side of the little white cross. With a rosary beads in her hand she bowed down, like the queen who was wearing her heavenly crown. Though it's many a day since she suffered the loss, she still needs to pray by the little white cross. Though her heart it was breaking, she felt proud that day. With his gun on his shoulder, he marched smartly away. Through the years that have passed, she recalls the great loss as she kneels by the side of the little white cross. There's many a cross by the side of the road. There's many a man had to carry his load. Though the graves may be covered with ivy and moss, still history is told by the little white cross. Still history is told by the little white cross. She was sitting by the side of peaceful and loving bride. A soldier, he had just come from the war. He had been away for years from the home he'd loved so dear, to fight for his beloved country's cause. Now he has returned, how his heart is burned, for to see his wife that dying on her bed. He pressed her to his heart, dreading when they'd have to part.
Yes, indeed. Paddy O'Brien sneaked in with another one when I wasn't looking. That's what they do, Cleo. No harm, Paddy. We'll forgive you for tonight. I played that one specially for Peter Delaney, Mountain Road, and he rang to wish us all the very best of luck and hope we will be back in the near future. We hope we will indeed, Peter, and thanks very much indeed for the nice compliments. Now, with me here in the studio is our chairman of CBC Radio, Mr. John Ryan, well known to all of you, I'm sure, at this stage. He's long enough around. As a fellow said to me one time, Parnell Street, there, John Ryan, is like Cashel without the rock. So now, that's the type of an impact he has made down there in Parnell Street. John, you're very welcome tonight.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Now, John, will you tell us what has local radio... I know, spoke to you here a few years ago, and I had a little bit of a recording, but I think we're running a bit short of time. And tell us how you saw local radio in the past, and what has it meant to, in your view, to the people of Clonmel and indeed the surrounding areas of Tipperary in general.
Well, Timmy, as time is running out now, I think I should just
You're not going to answer my question, in other words.
Well,
I wouldn't doubt you.
I suppose we all got involved in local radio in 1981. With the idea of just providing a radio service. It was the thing to do at that time, with other stations starting up around the place, in Dublin in particular. And we set out to provide a local radio service, which I think we've done, maybe not as good as we should have, but I think in fairness it can be said that CBC was accepted pretty well in Clonmel and in the immediate surrounding areas. And it has attained a great number of listeners over the years. And now with just half an hour, I think, or about 20 minutes to go to close down, I think all I should say about it would be to, first of all, thank the people that became involved with me in the initial stages of it. My colleagues, my director colleagues, and I want to say thanks to all the people who worked at the station here, both on the staff, and the very many wonderful people who gave of their time and talents on a voluntary basis. I think that has to be said. I want to thank all clubs and organisations, local government bodies, public representatives, and the many groups and associations who availed of the service of the station. And I hope that CBC, if it has done anything at all, it has made some contribution to the community in the communications area, in that it communicated the views of the people in the community to the community. Now, I want to thank also all our advertisers who have been so supportive of CBC since its inception, and because the advertisers were the only source of income to the station, I think they have to be thanked in particular, and that has to be emphasised, that without their magnificent support it wouldn't have been possible for us to provide a radio service. To make it brief, I want to just say a special thank you to the listeners. People have listened to the station over the years in great numbers, and their loyalty and support to the station has provided presenters and management, and their interest and comments and criticisms, all those things have provided the presenters and the station management with the will to sort of carry on and provide the service.
Thank you very much indeed, John. That's great. Now, how do you see local radio in the future here in Conway, John?
Well, you're a member of the new group now, and I'm a member of the new group of CBC, which will apply for the licence and be making the application for a broadcasting licence in the near future. And we will be making a further call on the advertisers' loyalty and support and the listeners' loyalty and support to help us to obtain that licence. And I can say at this stage that we are setting out with a positive attitude to obtaining the licence, and if we do, if we're lucky enough to be acceptable for the licence, I'm confident that we'll be able to provide a better service to the public of South Tipperary and the Clonmel area in particular and the surrounding area, and I'm confident that the people will support us in that application. Now, just to finish off, and I know you have other things to do, I just like to wish all our listeners and our staff a very happy new year and full of peace and happiness and good health.
Thank you very much indeed, John. And we have a little piece of music here that you dropped in for me to play. Victor Sylvester, I think it is. Is that right?
I think so, yeah. Mull of Kintyre.
Well, John, the very, very best of luck to you. Thank you for all your help while we were on the air here, and indeed personally, and indeed for all your help in the station. And a very, very happy new year to you.
Thank you to me.
There was a lovely piece of music played for you by Victor Sylvester and his orchestra. It's called Mull of Kintyre. So thanks to John for that piece of music. Now, we'd like to say hello to Paddy and Nan Dowland in Marlefield. And sure, needless to say, Nan was got a bit of a doing here for me over the last number of years. And she herself and Paddy, anyways, rang and said, wished him and all the lads here at CBC, and they enjoyed the crack. I'm sure she did enjoy the crack. I saw the other day, lads, just before I go, to have one final little bit of a go at her. I couldn't go without saying something to Nan. Actually, I was passing the other day, and she was polishing this lamp outside the door. And I says, do you know what she's doing, lad? She's looking for a genie or something inside the lamp, because she was after seeing a film, I'd say, on the television, hoping that a genie had come out of it and she'd get rid of Paddy. I'd say that's what it was. Anyway, Nan, that's the last one for 1988. Maybe we'll be back in 1989 with another one. Also for David Cale of Dempsey's Cross. Hello to you, Davy, and hope you're keeping well, and a very happy new year to you. Now, I have to turn the tape here, lads. It's like the old farmers years ago. They'd have to go and turn the bit of money. They'd have to go to the bank to turn the bit of money, or go and turn the spuds or whatever. I have to turn the tape here. There you go. That's the job. Nothing like new technology here to cut out all the background noise. Now, with me here in the studio, as soon as she'll sit down and quench the fag, that's that. Thanks, Peg. Is a lady that I've been... to all the rest of the lads and the premier programmes as well. And Tony asked me to say that on his behalf as well. And many of the other lads said it here, that without you, their work would be an awful lot harder. I know I wouldn't, as I said earlier on, would not be able to continue in the programme without your help. And I'd like to thank you very, very sincerely for all the help over the last 7 years. And I wish you the very best in 1989, whatever you're going to do.
Well, I haven't decided on anything yet. We'll just...
She's still looking for a man, then.
So. Well, we'll try. You tried, Timmy. You tried.
Yeah.
You're trying. You're still trying, lads.
Well, now.
Tim, thanks very much indeed. And it was a pleasure to work with you. All of the time. In the rows, lads.
Yeah.
It was great. And thanks very much for all your help and everything else.
Thanks, Noel. God bless you.
Others have touched me soft in the night. Others have kissed me and held me tight. Good times and lovers, yes, I've had a few. But I was just waiting for someone like you. I have been lonely and I've been in love. I've grown used to losing what I'm fondest of. I can see my whole life through. I was just waiting for someone like you. For I never wasted a minute of my time. Every road I ever took led me to your side. Don't it seem funny now that I ever knew? I was just waiting for someone like you.
That's a lovely song from Tony Allen, one of the Foster and Allen duo, from their double album, The Two Worlds of Foster and Allen. A lovely song called Someone Like You. 17 minutes away from that fateful hour, and most of the lads have gone home to their beds or maybe gone off ringing in the... Well, a good few of them anyway. And ringing in the new year and doing various other things that we can't so well say about. But there's a few left. Billy McLellan is here. And he's still alive.
That wasn't me, by the way. That wasn't me.
That wasn't Billy. Sorry about that now. That was a special effect. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, thank you very much for the special effect, Timmy. And thanks very much for letting me, giving me the opportunity to say a final farewell. It's with great sadness, of course, and as many people have said earlier on tonight, it's with hope, too, that we'll all be back in the not-too-distant future. And I would like to say thanks to all the faithful listeners and, as John Ryan said earlier on, all the faithful advertisers without whom it wouldn't have been possible. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you very much indeed, Billy. A pleasure to work with you here on the radio.
And you too.
And the best of luck to you in 89.
Thank you, Tim.
Now, Patricia, I never got a chance to say a word to you at the other side of the microphone, and I suppose all has been said, really, hasn't it, down the long, so you've said it tonight, and you've been asked about your... Were you asked about your team here on your program?
I was indeed, yes, interviewed this very evening, Timmy.
That's what I thought, so there's no point in anybody going over that again now, and because you wouldn't be able to think of all the things that you said tonight. Right, Patricia, I'm sure that you're delighted with yourself.
I suppose it's too late to say, but first a request to me, is it? Well, I'm really very sad. I'm absolutely heartbroken to be leaving CBC. I mean that very sincerely. I know it probably sounds very corny, coming up to midnight on New Year's Eve and people get emotional about these things, but I'm very sad that I'm leaving CBC, because I think no matter what station sets up in the coming months, it will never be the same as CBC and the friends I've made here, the people I've met, and I think it's been, I would honestly say, and I'm not exaggerating, it's the best 7 years of my life, and I'm very sad to be leaving. I'm very sad tonight, and I'd like to say good night and God bless to all the listeners.
Well, you can go with this thought in mind, Patricia, that you've done an absolutely wonderful and professional
Thank
job.
You.
And indeed, there'll always be, I'm sure, there's no doubt about it, always be room for people like you.
Thank you very much, Timmy.
On any local Thank or indeed you. National radio station. And that's something to think about. You've always done a very, very professional
Thank you very
job
much.
And a fair presentation of any program. And the best of luck to you.
And to you, Timmy. And good night, and God bless to all the listeners.
Bless you. Now, Jimmy, wake up there, boy.
I'm still here.
You've not gone home. You'll be here tomorrow.
There's not an awful lot I can say, only it's like the breaking up of a family. I don't think I'd probably be... I'm a little bit sad. If the father ran away, I probably wouldn't worry about it as much. All I'll say is goodbye, and I'll miss working with my friends and talking to my friends, and that's all I can say.
Right. Thanks very much indeed, Jimmy. Pleasure working with you, and pleasure listening to you. Some of the time.
Thank you, Timmy. Thank you.
We won't say. Thanks very much indeed, Jimmy, for all the hours, and I'm sure the listeners have said all that to you, and for the last number of years and your dedication and commitment to the radio station. And Eddie, an old kind
Timmy,
of a 7/8 of a friend.
Yeah, Timmy, what can we say? Like, I mean, we've had our differences, but we wouldn't be a half a family if we didn't have our differences. But to me, it's the end of an era, because irrespective, if the minister said in the morning that CBC gets a licence and you come back in the air at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, things will never, never be the same again. We had a camaraderie here, which is unique, and I have made a lot of friends. Mind you, I made a lot of enemies too, but we made friends, and to follow the likes of Billy McLellan and Patricia Cantrell in particular, Jimmy is unique, but to follow Patricia, like, it's just not on anyway, because Patricia should be in RTE.
Thank you very much.
And Timmy,
much.
We've had our differences.
Well, I hope she don't be in RTE. I hope that she'll be here with CBC in 1989. So.
Well, with all the letters after her name, she's not going to be... She's going to be in great demand.
Nice indeed. Lads, the very, very best of luck to you. It's a pleasure of working with you, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Timmy.
Especially for all of you, here's this little song from Paddy Riley called After All These Years. That's it.
when the golden sun sinks in the west, and the toil of a long day is o'er. Though the road may be long, in the lilt of the song, I forget I was weary before. Far ahead, where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest, and the toils of the day will be all charmed away in my little way home in the west. That will welcome me in. There are lips I am burning to kiss. There are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. It's a corner of heaven. Though it's only a tumble-down nest.
Don Little Harris sent a message of thanks to us, and he said thanks and a very, very happy new year to you. Thank you very much indeed, Dominic, and a very, very happy new year, and the best of luck to you and your family in 1989. Thanks for all your little inputs into the station over the years. We'd also like to say hello to John O'Rourke, and I'd like to play this one specially for all the friends and the old people that are sitting at home tonight listening to our last broadcast.
And now, Timmy, we're coming to the final minutes of CBC, and after 7 years, it's a sad day for us. But we knew from the beginning in 1981 that this day would come. We're all very grateful to the people who set up this station in the first place and provided a local radio for all of us, for the whole community. If they and people like them hadn't done so at the time, perhaps the powers that be would never have got round to legalising the whole situation. You've heard the name Jerry Gannon mentioned many times today. It was his enthusiasm that was responsible for the setting up of the station. And with the other 16 people who were involved, they did a good job, I think. They set up a service of a very high standard, and we've tried to maintain that insofar as it was possible for us to do so on a low budget. In an area of low population, as we live in, finance is limited. But our aim has been to communicate with you, to keep you informed about what's happening in the area, and to entertain you, and to strengthen the spirit of community among you. I've been with the station since the beginning, as a presenter first of all, and for the past 5 years as station manager. And I must say, I am a little bit proud of what was done here on CBC. I'm very proud of the people who we have had here, and of the people that we still have here. People with real talent. We were lucky to have them in our community. My thanks to all the people whom I've had the pleasure to work with here, and I wish them all success in the future. For many of them, I know that their future will be in radio, and that applies not only to those people you've heard on the air, but to those people behind the scenes, those very dedicated people. My thanks to them. Thanks also to the business people of South Tipperary who have advertised with us, especially in the early days when it may not have been all that popular to do so, and they may have had their doubts. You may not realise it, but we here at CBC have become a very close-knit group of people. And tonight for all of us is the end of something very special. We'll miss each other, but we're hopeful that we will perhaps work together again in the not too distant future. Thanks to you, the listeners, because without you we would have had no business in being here. I like to think that together we opened the door to local radio in our area. We've shown that it can be done, and I hope, please God, that this closing down tonight is only the getting ready for a new start to local radio in South Tipperary.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's about it from me and the end of my 7 years here on CBC Radio. Well, without taking too long, I'd like to thank everybody associated with CBC. I'd like to thank in particular Jerry Gannon, who was in Australia and allowed me the time to broadcast here. I'd like to thank Peg once again to all the lads here in CBC for their help and dedication. I would like to thank the people that helped me here on the programmes. I would like to thank all the business people that have given us prizes and all these, the various people that contributed to the programme. There's an awful lot more that I could say. I haven't got the time. All I can say is, God bless you, lads. Thanks for everything, and I won't ever forget you. Thanks a million. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Shindera lesh the Clorica and Oxal Radio CBC. Agostera lesh the Clorica Galer. Tasulagam gomemeresh arish sublime shakuing. Ogaklina ansa or Radio CBC. Slonga fall. Agaspana ferret.
Sure.